Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So thankful that you're with me. Just appreciate that you take the time to listen to these podcasts. Basically going through the Bible, verse upon verse and line upon line, precept upon precept, learning the ways of God so that we can apply them to our lives. It's just a joy every time we're together, and I think about you studying and pray that the Lord is blessing your life for doing so. We want to go to Him in prayer as we start our study today and learn this exciting truth about what we are to think about. So Heavenly Father, today we do pray. We ask that you would help us in our minds to think about the things that you're about to tell us in your word. Lord, so many times we can be distracted by all the events going on around us in the world, in our families, in our churches, in our work environments, whatever they are, they can become distractions to thinking about what you'd have us to think about. So today I pray that you will bless our time together, that we think about the things that you tell us to think about, and that we'd always have your word as part of our lives. We bless you and thank you again for giving it to us. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, Think on These Things. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. After giving the Philippian church members instructions pertaining to times when they worry, Paul the Apostle moved the attention of the Philippians toward the things they should think upon. In chapter 4 and verse 8 of the book of Philippians, Paul gives them a list of good thoughts they should be thinking. We read, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." The verse begins, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just." As beginning the thought to this verse, Paul wrote, "Finally," which is the same word he used in chapter 3 and verse 1. However, since the fourth chapter is the final chapter of this letter, this is the last "finally" that he employed. He then begins his list of good things to think upon with "whatsoever things are true," which is loving the truth, speaking the truth, or truthful. These are the things that are unconcealed and not hidden. Next, he moves to "whatsoever things are honest," which are august, venerable, reverend, or honorable things. Paul then tells them whatsoever things are just or righteous, observing divine laws and rendering to each his due. The verse continues, "whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report." Paul continued his list with "whatsoever things are pure," which means exciting, reverence, venerable, sacred, pure from carnality, chaste, modest, pure from every fault, immaculate and clean. Next, Paul adds, "whatsoever things are lovely or acceptable and pleasing." And he included, "whatsoever things are of good report," which means sounding well, uttering words of good omen, and speaking auspiciously. These are the things which are spoken in kindly spirit with goodwill toward others. No doubt Paul had great interest in things which were pure, lovely, and of good report, and he desired that the Philippians think about these things as well. Finally, the verse says, "If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Paul once again employs the tiny conditional word "if," which allows for the possibility of obedience or disobedience. However, in this case, it implies whoever or whatever, and refers to ones who would pay attention to what he just declared. He then adds two conditions. First, if there be any virtue, which means a virtuous course of thought, feeling, and action, moral goodness, any particular moral excellence, as modesty and purity. And secondly, if there be any praise, which is approbation or commendation. Paul knew that if there was going to be any moral excellence and purity among the Philippians, and if there was going to be any approbation or commendation at all among them, it would be because they think on these things. Therefore, Paul charged the church members with such. Do the things we think about align with Paul's list for the Philippians? Are our thoughts on things which are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report? Would our lives be considered of moral excellence and worthy of commendation if people were to read our thoughts? Hopefully, this verse has challenged us to examine our thinking. And when we think in the manner Paul instructed, we do well. However, where we go astray in our thoughts, let this verse be a reminder of where our thinking should be. And may the Lord help us to keep our thoughts as he instructed through his servant Paul. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians to do as they have seen him do. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.